Hi, this is a dictation for Cassandra Hall, C-O-S-A-N-D-R-A-H-A-L-L, date of birth 12-17-1966, date of accident 3-16-2022, and date of service is 9-14-2022. The patient Cassandra Hall reports that she is almost 35-40% better since the time of accident, with the help of all the therapy and medications. She is walking better with the knee, and the back still is hurting her really a lot. The lower back pain is reported to be 8, middle back pain 7, neck pain is 7. Radiation of the pain to the right hip, right buttocks, and right lateral thigh. The PT is helping her quite a bit. She is also trying to start some work, especially of home care. And her weight, which is 390, is not helping her either. She reports that she is doing home exercises with traction and stretch. She reports that she has a pain in the right knee around 8, especially on going up and down the steps, as well as no numbness or tingling in the arms, but left-sided third, fourth, fifth finger are alleged to be numb all the time. Possibly a relationship to carpotunnel. The pain level is varying from 6 to 9, and radials are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. 40% pain is relieved. Radials that are reported affected are as follows: mood, walking ability, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The work and sleep 8, and general activities affected 7. In the system review, in the history of neurology and psych, patient reports ongoing headaches which are slightly lessened, associated with dizziness and vertigo, which is also slightly lessened, and there is the difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, poor grades at work, and depression are also alleged. There is no evidence of any vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, no loss of memory or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, or disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right knee, the right hip, and the left also in the neck, mid-back, lower back, upper back. Moderate difficulty in walking and stiffness in the neck and lower back with decreased range of motions. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any blood in the stool or any other trouble. The GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has shortness of breath and also difficulty breathing and asthma, but denies any chest pain, coughing, and in the last 30 days, patient report that the pain level has remained the same. However, overall, the pain has 35-40% better. She denies any change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications have been Norco, which helping her quite a bit in able to move around and be able to look forward to go back to work. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is steep. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 147 over 78, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99. And rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit of 7-26-2022. And dictation number 0726-019. The plan of care, well, the diagnosis is the same. Plan of care, the patient used to have a pain shooting down all the way to the foot on the right side. Posteriorly, now it is lessened to only half of the upper thigh. So there is some improvement, and these shooting pains are much less. Pain in the right knee is still present. I think there is a possibility of a meniscus tear. And hence the patient should continue on Mobix 7.5 twice a day, Flexeril 10 twice a day, Wellbutrin 150 milligram daily. And for pain, I have provided Narco 7.5 to 25 daily, PRN basis. Maps have been reviewed, the labs have been reviewed, the MRI are also reviewed. The patient has an element of brain atrophy with TBI involvement. She's referred to a neurologist and a neuropsych of her choice. In the lumbar region, there are bulging disc and there is at L2, 3, L3, 4, L1, L2, as well as a L4, L5 and herniated disc at L5, S1. The patient has been advised regarding the epidural injection that can help her. She has had 4 months of physical therapy with no major relief. In the thoracic spine, T1 and T2 is herniated, T3, T4 is herniated, bulging disc at T4, T5, 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 6 is herniated, T6 and 7 is bulging, and T7, 8, there is a herniated disc, T8 and 9, there is a herniated disc, T9 and 10, there is a bulging disc, T10 and 11, there is a bulging disc, T11 and 12, there is a herniated disc. So there is a multi-level disc herniation for which, again, several injection in the thoracic epidural injection may bring her help. Regarding the cervical spine, at C4-5, there is a herniated disc, and C5-6, there is a herniated disc. C6-7, a bulging disc. Various neuroforamen stenosis and spinal cord stenosis are observed. Again, cervical epidural steroid injection will be helpful. She also has a pain in both the sacroiliac joints with positive Faber test and Gonsalin test and tenderness of the both the sacroiliac joint, which may require further tests. She is a 319-pound woman, and of course, she is trying to avoid injections, but she has been provided this information, and she needs to see a neurologist and a neuropsych. Medications have been refilled and should be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.